Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pandemi COVID-19 berdampak pada sebagian besar bidang ekonomi. Dan data terbaru dari sebuah survei yang dilakukan oleh Universitas Nasional Australia menunjukkan, pandemi tersebut tidak terkecuali juga berdampak pada pasar properti. Ketika dampak coronavirus terhadap ekonomi mulai terlihat, survei tersebut menunjukkan proporsi warga Australia yang tidak mampu memenuhi biaya sewa tempat tinggal mereka telah meningkat lebih dari 2 kali lipat. Di bulan April, persentase itu adalah 6,9% dan di bulan Mei telah dilaporkan kenaikan hingga 15,1%. Salah satu rekan penulis laporan tersebut, Profesor Matthew Gray mengatakan, jika bukan karena bantuan pemerintah dan bank, masalahnya akan menjadi semakin buruk.
If you haven't had these policies, then there would have been significant. The housing stress would have translated into a housing crisis.
Kalangan pemuda Australia dilaporkan adalah yang paling merasakan dampak ekonomi tersebut. 44% dari mereka yang disurvei berusia di antara 18 dan 24 tahun dilaporkan tidak dapat membayar sewa secara tepat waktu. Profesor Gray mengatakan, pandemi COVID-19 semakin meningkatkan masalah yang sudah dialami kaum muda di pasar properti.
So many young people had difficulty with accommodation, particularly in some of our bigger cities, and very expensive for them, and this certainly compounds those challenges that they're already finding. Younger people are perhaps find it more difficult to renegotiate their rent, difficult to speak up for themselves as well.
Dan masalah tersebut sama-sama dirasakan oleh penyewa dan pemilik rumah yang menyewakan properti mereka. Meskipun begitu, Profesor Gray mengatakan bahwa pemilik rumah pada umumnya bersimpati dalam situasi ini.
For many landlords, it'll be a real problem as well who have investment loans or who rely on that income to live. And so we did find that, we found that amongst renters, over 70% who tried to reduce their rental payments had succeeded. And we find that landlords, when we asked people whether they were landlords, those who were landlords reporting quite high rates also of having, given rental freezes or rental reductions. And also the other thing people sometimes will be doing is trying to end a lease early because they can no longer meet the payments the rental payments. And so many landlords have been quite generous in that regard. Not all, of course.
Namun, bahkan di antara mereka yang mengalami tekanan dalam krisis ini, data menunjukkan bahwa beberapa kalangan mengalami tekanan lebih daripada yang lain. Yang paling rentan adalah mereka yang tinggal di Australia, namun bukan warga negara. Profesor Gray mengatakan bahwa banyak orang yang tidak memenuhi syarat untuk mengakses program bantuan pemerintah dan itu telah memperburuk situasi mereka.
The survey we did had quite a lot of data on people. We had 270 people who are not citizens of Australia, so they're living in Australia but they're not citizens. And that group does appear to have quite high rates of housing stress, over 3 times that of people who are Australian citizens. Now, some of that is due to age. But that group in particular does appear to be experiencing pretty high rates of housing stress, and they are generally not entitled to government support in the same way in which an Australian citizen is. There's lots of reasons for that, but it doesn't change the fact that they're in Australia and in many cases in a very difficult situation.
Dengan pemerintah yang sekarang mengalihkan fokus mereka untuk membantu warga negaranya untuk pulih dari krisis COVID-19, masih terdapat banyak ketidakpastian di masa mendatang. Profesor Gray mengatakan, untuk demografi muda dan rentan lainnya, situasinya mungkin menjadi lebih buruk sebelum menjadi lebih baik.
My understanding is we haven't seen the big drops in house prices yet, but it's still fairly early in the economic crisis. And what started as a public health crisis has become a public health and economic crisis. And there is a real risk of it becoming a housing crisis, particularly for young people and others who are more vulnerable in the housing market.
Anda dapat mengakses informasi terbaru seputar coronavirus dalam bahasa Indonesia dengan mengunjungi sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.